You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, fans. This is Irish Sports Talk. I'm Randall, and joining me today is Max Redfield. Max, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. So, Max, just wanted to have you on, and I was played football at Notre Dame and played at IU some training last year, and kind of wanted to catch up with you. Just tell us a little bit about being recruited, going to Notre Dame, and kind of how things have gone there.
All right. Well, so I was living in Orange County at the time. I was a five-star recruit. I think had over 30 offers for Division I programs, and was in the top five in my position. So I had a lot of offers and was highly recruited and stuff. But what I was basically evaluating colleges on was academics, alumni, and sports, like how good the football program was doing. And at the time, I was committed to USC, and so I took a visit to Notre Dame and kind of felt it out and kind of realized that Notre Dame was the place for me to go to, especially with the sanctions that USC ended up getting. I felt like Notre Dame was the perfect place as far as incredible the academics are. The Alumni Association is very widespread nationally and international. And then the football team was number one in the nation at the time, so I felt like it was a great fit for me. I was definitely excited about going there.
Yeah, I would have forgotten you were actually committed to USC at one point. But you were talking about your ranking in high school, you know, being one of the top players. Is there a pressure that goes with that? I mean, do you hear it from other guys? Is that kind of added pressure when you're out on the line too?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would get reached out from a lot of different players or people committed to a lot of different schools. Coaches weren't really supposed to reach out to you, but I was getting reached out to by coaches and such. And then obviously being pressured to commit or stay true to my commitment and other stuff like that. So as far as pressure and just really having someone in your ear at all time, that was definitely happening.
Sure. So you got to Notre Dame, and you actually played as a freshman. It wasn't a whole lot. Your first start was against the Rutgers and the Pinstripe Bowl, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I started on all four special teams throughout the year. Coaches kind of told me I'll get time throughout the year, and I didn't really get as much as they said, but I got some time against Air Force. I think I had like five or six tackles and then a couple other games like that. And then, yeah, Rutgers was my first start as a freshman.
Yeah, I remember we were excited to see you out on the field there in the bowl game, excited for the upcoming years. And you started for a couple years at Notre Dame. Just tell us a little bit about your experience there at Notre Dame.
Well, overall, it was great. It was obviously uncomfortable to a certain extent, being in a new environment, weather being a lot different than California. I was taking 17 credits every semester. Was on pace to graduate in 3.5 years with a major in philosophy, minors in business, economics, and Mandarin Chinese. So I definitely had a lot on my plate. And I'm a person who prides myself on being intellectual and being intelligent and love to learn and definitely put a lot on my plate as far as school. But I felt like I had a great balance to them as far as spending a lot of time with my teammates and then also studying enough to have success in school and success on the field as well. So, as far as my college experience, I liked it a lot. Like I said, it's something so much different than I've experienced before, and that's kind of why I wanted to do it. I kind of wanted to get out of my comfort zone and experience something different. And obviously, it created a lot of memories that I'll never forget and so many experiences and met so many people that I'm extremely thankful to have met and been involved with.
And you said you studied Mandarin Chinese. What made you decide to learn Mandarin Chinese?
Well, I've always been interested in the culture. The Chinese culture is, one that's obviously really extremely ancient and been very rich as far as obviously the lifestyle they live and just all aspects of life. I found it very intriguing. But as well as the importance of China as far as United States investment, foreign investment, the amount of billionaires and millionaires they have and how Mandarin Chinese, as far as population, is the most widely spoken language. So I felt like it'd be a very useful language to learn.
Very good. And playing safety at Notre Dame under Brian Van Gorder, I heard it was pretty complicated, and I think you, there was a comment was made that it was easier to learn the Mandarin Chinese. Just how complicated was the safety position and playing under Brian Van Gorder?
Well, as far as football and coverages, there's not much variation, but the amount of checks and in the vernacular that we had, the amount of vernacular that we used for the different checks, the different formations, in correspondence with the different coverages and blitzes and all that kind of stuff, it made it, you know, just a lot. But we all learned it together. He came in the spring before my sophomore year. So the fact that we all had to learn it together and kind of grew into the defense together, I feel like that was important for us to learning. So once we got into the season, I think we became more and more comfortable, you know, day by day. Joe Schmidt was a starting linebacker at the time, and was a player who was extremely intelligent, and one who everybody really could, you know, feed off and not even learn from. So having him in front of me, who kind of dealt with the defensive linemen and the linebackers, and then having me kind of more communicate to the corners, the safeties and linebackers as well, I liked it a lot. But, yeah, it was definitely a very complex defense as far as the amount of different coverages and blitzes and stuff that we ran.
Yeah, very good. So you played at Notre Dame. You were there for 3 years, and then heading into the 2016 season, a couple of you guys got in some legal trouble. Kind of what – how did everything change from there? Like, you guys got arrested – and, you know, it was right before the season started. Just tell us a little bit about all that and then transferring away from Notre Dame.
Okay. So, yeah, right after we got out of summer camp, me and a few of my teammates basically decided we wanted to go down to Indiana University for the night, kind of just get out of town for a while. We had a pretty grueling camp, a really successful camp, one of the best camps that I've had for sure. And then I obviously just wanted to get down for a night, get away for a night from South Bend and then come back in the morning. Obviously, that did not happen. I made a couple decisions that shouldn't have made, as well as the rest of us. And then, obviously, that ended my career at Notre Dame, which was it has to be one of the lowest parts of my life. Obviously, a lot of self-reflection, contemplation of what I was going to do next, kind of how I was going to get back from it, a lot of different stuff like that. How I was still in school after I got dismissed from the team for about 6 to 7 weeks, and then I also got dismissed from the university as well, which was hard, which is, you know, obviously another extremely difficult thing for me. I never expected something like that to happen, and I've never gotten in any kind of trouble like that before. But so after that happened, it was actually illegal for me to be on campus, so I couldn't really be around my peers. I was completely disconnected from, you know, the people I've grown to love and just be around them all parts of the day and a majority of my life. So that was definitely one of the roughest parts of my life. But after that, I obviously went back to California, where I'm from. Went to school because I was in contact with Notre Dame still to kind of figure out how I was going to complete my credits and potentially receive a degree. So the head of the philosophy department let me know that I just needed to complete 2 classes and 6 credits to finish my Notre Dame degree. And I did that in that following spring. So that completed my credits to Notre Dame, and I was kind of hopeful that they would grant my degree in a timely fashion so I could transfer and just become a graduate transfer. That wasn't happening, and there was no kind of guarantees as well. So I had to take 16 more credits at a community college to receive an AA degree to have the opportunity to transfer to a Division II school, because that was my only opportunity to go back to college and kind of prove my consistency on and off the field. So I was at one point I was taking around 22 credits. I worked one job at a real estate firm and then another job at a big marketing firm as well. Was also training around 5 to 6 days a week, doing a lot of community service, voluntarily went to a drug addiction treatment program, just to kind of show that I'm taking progressive steps and kind of just tried to show a lot of positivity on the far as the legal process. So it was a point where I really had to kind of feel that low, kind of reflect a lot, but also had to continue to grow, continue to move forward and kind of put my best foot forward and make sure that my worst decision doesn't impact my life in the worst way and kind of define me. Because obviously a decision like that isn't who I am and isn't reflective of the kind of character I have. So I kind of try to just prove that and keep moving forward. And then eventually started looking at Division II schools and ended up at Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
And, yeah, I'm sure that's got to be rough with all the legal, especially being a Notre Dame player. Everything is kind of put in the spotlight and everybody notices. I'm sure that adds pressure and, I don't know, I'm sure it's not the most exciting thing in life. So.
No, not at all.
It's impressive that you, what you did and took it as, something to grow off of. And you didn't give up during that time. Did you receive a Notre Dame degree then, or what happened with that?
So it was kind of hard, the communication going back and forth. Notre Dame wasn't being very transparent with me and very explicit as far as what I had to do to exactly receive my degree, but I recently found out probably a few months ago that I need to technically get readmitted to receive a degree, even though I finished all my credits.
Okay.
So I did finish that readmission process about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and now I'm just waiting to hear back if and when they will grant my degree.
Okay. So the readmission, is that kind of the same thing you've done at the beginning?
No, it's completely different. So, I mean, receiving a scholarship, you don't go through the readmission process the same as other students. So it was completely different, and obviously the first time I was really doing that. But, yeah, like I said, I did that, completed that, like I said, about a month and a half, 2 months ago. So I'm still waiting to hear back from Notre Dame at this point, and hope I'll hear back from them soon.
Yeah, definitely. And sitting out that year of football and kind of seeing the struggles that Notre Dame went through the 4-8 season, how was it watching that and not being able to help out?
Yeah, it was extremely rough. Like I said, the love I have for those guys on that team is something special, something that I'll never forget and will never leave me. So watching that all throughout the year was something that was definitely rough. I would give anything to be out there just playing with them, even if we had the same outcome. At least I knew that I could be out there giving everything I have like I usually do on the practice field and within games as well. So that was definitely rough, obviously not playing football at all, and then witnessing that season as well.
For sure. You did get up into Indiana University of PA, and you've been playing football this year. Just tell us a little bit how the season has gone, and I guess you guys are in the playoffs right now.
Yeah, so I got up here probably about 3 or 4 weeks before the rest of the team reported. I wanted to get, kind of acclimated to my surroundings, kind of meet as many teammates as I could before everybody reports. And it's been great. The way they kind of brought me in and kind of just brought me into the family has been great. And the coaches are all on the same page, really guys I can really trust, and guys who are going to be straightforward and transparent with me. It's not hierarchical at all. Every coach respects and openly takes every other coach's advice or input, which is something that, was kind of new to me to see. Then also all the players, just received the coaches really well and are all really just ready to play for them and give everything they have to the coaches as well as each other. So that was incredible just to be on a team like that. It's the same type of brotherhood feeling that I felt at Notre Dame as well. So we had a great summer camp, and then at this point we're 12-0 undefeated and number one in the country. And it's been an incredible run. And right now we there's 8 teams left, and we'll have another home game coming up this Saturday. If we win, we'll have another game at home as well, and then off to the national championship. And since the summer, we've kind of had aspirations to get to the national championship and win it. Never happened before at the school, and there's been a lot of special teams that have gone to the national championship. So the support from the alumni and the rest of the IUP Nation has been exceptional, really, and everybody's behind us, and we're real excited for the future.
Well, that's exciting to hear, and it's got to be exciting to be undefeated on the season. And I did read somewhere that you hear some stuff from opposing players. You played a school like Notre Dame, and now you're playing a Division II school. Do you hear things on the field from opposing players?
Oh, 100%. Over 10 times a game, I'll hear the words Notre Dame. I'll hear some kind of criminal or some kind of you know, person like that. There's every bit, basically all the smack talk you can ever imagine, which is, I expect it. It's understandable. As a player, I understand that.
Very good.
Talking smack
is
part of the game. Like, I do it as well. So,
yeah.
If I had that kind of handle on somebody else, I'd probably use it. But, I mean, it doesn't affect me at all. I mean, it is what it is. If anything, it just motivates me to play a little bit harder. That's part of the game. That's what's expected.
For sure. I always like hearing they do with the NFL sometimes, the mic'd up, you know, where you hear things. It'd be fun to hear what all said out in the field sometimes. But I'm sure there's some things that we wouldn't want to hear as well. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are your plans going forward from this after the season? NFL, what are you thinking?
Yes, I mean, I plan on going to the NFL. Hopefully get an invite to the combine and then get drafted fairly high. Obviously, before my senior year, I was number one in my draft class in my position. And I just kind of obviously wanted to come back to college to prove that really nothing's changed and kind of just show how I can be a consistent playmaker, a consistent player on and off the field and, just ameliorate, extinguish all the doubts that scouts may have. Hopefully I've been doing that this far.
So had you gotten any feedback from the NFL after you left Notre Dame? Because technically you would have been eligible for the draft. Had you heard feedback from the NFL or had you not really pursued that at all?
Yeah, multiple scouts and agencies as well. Some were urging me to declare for the draft and then after the draft, even the supplemental draft. But I was pretty adamant with some advice from close friends and family as well to stay until that college one more year, kind of make the most out of it. At IUP, all 32 teams have come to the school, and a lot of them multiple times. So I like my chances, and hopefully I get a chance to perform at the combine and show what I can do.
Yes, definitely. And are you planning to play in the Senior Bowl this year?
I am planning on that. I was on the Senior Bowl watch list, but I haven't gotten an invitation. I don't know if that will happen or not, but I hope it does.
Okay, very good. And I was going to ask you whether fans can follow you, your Twitter or something, but I did see a tweet, I think it was yesterday, where you said you're getting off social media. Is that kind of your plan for right now?
Yeah, by the end of the week, I actually want to delete my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter just to, you know, kind of start over, focus on the rest of the season, make sure that my full focus and energy is into the season and in the now because I'm at a very crucial point, obviously, in my life and in this season with this team. I want to make the absolute most of it. And I also think it's a good example to show for my teammates that, you know, I really am all in, and although I plan on going to the NFL and being successful in there as well, that I'm focused at IUP right now and want to win this national championship.
Definitely. Well, thanks, Max, for joining us. It's good to see, good to hear from you and see where you're at and see that, you know, the way things turned out in Notre Dame, didn't get you down and, you know, you grew from that and are making the best of the situation. I think it's a good example for other kids. And wish you best of luck in the playoffs and even getting to the NFL. And, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to speak for myself and share my perspective. So that's great.